This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Under New York State law, it is a felony to falsify business records with intent to defraud and an intent to conceal another crime. That is exactly what this case is about. 34 false statements made to cover up other crimes. These are felony crimes in New York State, no matter who you are. We cannot and will not normalize serious criminal conduct.
Thank you very much, everybody. We have to save our country. God bless you all. God bless you all. And I never thought anything like this could happen in America. Never thought it could happen. The only crime that I have committed is to fearlessly defend our nation from those who seek to destroy it.
In a New York courtroom. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, and this is what everybody is talking about. Donald Trump, with a very serious look on his face, making his way to the arraignment, and then you heard him there from his home in Florida as he flew back to Mar-a-Lago. Lots of his fans and well-wishers were there as he addressed them, and that was televised on a couple of networks or cable networks like CNN, for example. They had it, and he went on to talk about the administration now and some other things that he thought were happening and didn't really focus on the charges too much other than right at the very top. So at this point, what do we know? We know that it's been unsealed, but some of these felonies, as I said before, they won't hold up of the 30-plus for sure. And by the time this does go to trial, it'll be in primary season, which is next year in 2024. Could be in January, could be in the spring. So this is going to be conversation that goes on for a while. And there's lots of opinions, including many of you have opinions, and we'll hit the mailbag and talk about it there for sure. This is what Donald Trump, the former president's attorney, said right after the arraignment when they were being questioned by reporters outside of the Manhattan courthouse.
Donald Trump has made one hell of a brand and became president of the United States with his social media and posts and everything else, his messages. We are here to talk about the case and litigate the case. We can't address what he posts or what he wants to post or did post.
But as his attorneys, have you told him to stop posting this rhetoric?
So what I said before, we can't, literally, we can't tell you what we've discussed.
No, I understand.
So
are you concerned that he's continuing to go after the judge, talking about the judge's wife, talking about the family?
I don't think Doug was concerned about it.
Yeah, but any other defendant, wouldn't you be like...
Any other defendant wouldn't be here today.
He's not going after the judge. He is not going after the judge. He commented that he thought that there were some issues that may cause a conflict. That's not going after the judge. He is not threatening the judge. He is not going after the judge.
Right, he's going after the
DA. He has said that the DA, he is angry because the DA has brought a case that is unjustified.
All right, so you heard the tail end there. That's one of his, both of his attorneys actually speaking. The judge asked Trump not to incite violence amid all the things that are happening online. There's a lot of online attacks. That's the world we live in. The court of public opinion lives and breathes through social media. Certainly we know there was no violence, no problems, none of that outside of Trump Tower, outside of the Manhattan courthouse, or in Washington, D.C. Absolutely none of it. So of the 34 charges, as I said, lots of them won't hold up. We'll wait and see as this goes to the trial part of it, but that won't even happen until 2024, which then also means we'll be prime primary season, and what does that mean for the Republicans, and what does that mean for Donald Trump, the former president, trying to become the president again? If you look at many of the polls, he shot up in the polls ahead of Florida Governor Ron DeSantis and a couple of others who are out there, Nikki Haley and some other potential candidates for president on the Republican side. That's just one part of it. So the 34 felony counts of falsifying business records, it's under Article 175 of the New York Penal Code, which basically means, in this case, prosecutors will have to prove that Trump is guilty of maintaining false business records with the intent to hide a $130,000 payment in the days before the 2016 election to the adult film actress Stormy Daniels to cover up for an alleged affair back in 2006. Alvin Bragg, who you heard at the top, the Manhattan District Attorney, said a lot at a news conference after the court hearing that the scheme was intended to cover up violations of that New York election law. Under New York law, most nonviolent felonies, by the way, have to be charged within 5 years of the misconduct, but legal experts pretty much are saying that the statute of limitations clock could be paused under certain circumstances. So this is part of that. So each count represents a separate instance of alleged misconduct, but not a different type of crime. And we know that the president has pled not guilty during the arraignment on Tuesday. His attorney, who heard at the top of it, said that the former president will eventually move to have the charges dismissed. So this is how some of this certainly will play out. In the court of public opinion, it's been pretty interesting to watch, and I think that's just going to continue to ramp up. You even had some of the biggest anti-Trumpers, like Mitt Romney, who have slammed the case. So also John Bolton. They say it's an overreach and that it's weak, and that despite their feelings about the former president, they agree with him that the 34-count felony indictment should not have been made. In fact, Trump's former national security advisor, John Bolton, said this to CNN. He said, as someone who very strongly does not want Donald Trump to get the Republican presidential nomination, I'm extraordinarily distressed. I think this is even weaker than I feared it would be, and it is easily subject to being dismissed or a quick acquittal for the former prez. So how about that? And then Romney, the Republican senator from Utah, issued his own statement saying, I believe President Trump's character and conduct make him unfit for office. But even so, I believe the New York prosecutor has stretched to reach felony criminal charges in order to fit a political agenda. So there you go. This is going to be a slow burn, because even getting the charges dismissed, all of that's going to take, obviously, time. Like I said, this is going to bounce all the way around to 2024. And in fact, if there's this trial, it will happen probably right around this time, maybe a couple of months into the new next year. But who knows? Right? So as a result of this, what happens next? What happens next? We're going to talk about that on the flip side.
I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Now becomes now what? I've kind of said what I think happens as we go through this. We know it's not going to, nothing's going to really, really unfold until 2024. We know that there are other possibilities of indictments. We know that the president now, by the way, the former president has raised, just in a handful of days, like really a week maybe, let's say, $8 million. But what does it mean for the Republican primaries? What does it mean as far as will there be ultimately a huge dismissal? And this is the first time that this has happened in our history. That's the other part of it. And one of the things that Trump did say, he said the charges were an insult to our country in some of those post-arraignment remarks. In his address from his home in Mar-a-Lago, which happened hours afterwards when he flew back to Florida, as I've already explained. So he said it was just an insult to the country, and said it's an effort to interfere with the 2024 election. And he said they can't beat us at the ballot box, so they'll try to beat us through the law. And he did go after Bragg. He did go after the judge. I mean, you know, attack them, and then as well as some members of their family, that kind of thing. In the crowd, Trump's children, Donald Trump Jr., Eric Trump, Tiffany Trump, not there in the crowd, Melania Trump, Ivanka Trump, Barron Trump, son-in-law Jared Kushner, they weren't seen in the audience. It's not a surprise, I think, with Melania, because if you got to think about the charges and what's being discussed there, that doesn't make any sense. I can't imagine that she would have been at that. But the president targeted not just Bragg, but other legal matters that he's entangled in. So some of that included what's happening in Georgia and the mishandling of classified information. He talked about that, and then he compared it to Biden and the documents that were found in Biden's garage near his Corvette, and went through a lot of things that are happening currently and doing comparisons there, which to me, when I was listening to it, the thing that struck me is, well, of course, you know, he's running for president, so this is ultimately the road that he was going down. And I think it'll be tricky on the Republican side to try to decide what's going to happen. But ultimately, you know what? It's going to be up to the voters, because the primaries are where you either soar or you eventually fall out. So if you're voting and you're voting in the primaries, you have a say in this, and you have a say in what that outcome will be. So primaries, the primary season was going to be interesting anyway, but the stakes are even, I think, are even higher because of this, right? One of the things that the judge, and I said this, that the judge said to Trump was to refrain from agitating on social media, saying, you know, don't whip up any kind of unrest, and don't have that happen. Don't make that happen. And so much of this, of what will happen, you know, surrendering in New York on Tuesday, arraigned on those felony counts, falsifying business records, pleading not guilty. Now the court of public opinion and where all of that unfolds. And so much of this case, I think, is resting on Michael Cohen, his former lawyer. In 2016, Cohen, who was the ex-president's personal attorney and fixer, made a hush money payment to Stormy Daniels that resulted in now this indictment. And it's interesting when you have a Mitt Romney, it's interesting when you have a John Bolton, who do not want to see Trump be reelected again, say what they said about this case. And I just checked, because I have a friend checking on the numbers and sending me real-time information. So as I said, $8 million was raised. Are you ready for this? Now, apparently, it's $10 million. So it jumped up to $10 million as the latest figure. Wow. So another $2 million boost coming in while Trump was pleading not guilty to those 34 counts of falsifying business records. This is what has happened. So there is support absolutely there. And so all this talk of DeSantis or anybody else who could sweep in, to me, that doesn't look good. To me, it seems like we'll see as the polls get closer and ultimately what the voters say, what you, the voters, say. But that's the fascinating part of this. I mean, it's fascinating to watch this unfold. And you look at future prosecutions and you look at what you can go after for future prosecutions, and I think this is some of what the complaint is and what Republicans are saying, is that the indictment against the former president sets a terrible precedent that lowers the bar and sets the course for a slippery slope of what can happen to others as well. And some Republicans predicted that indicting a former president on a misdemeanor bookkeeping charge would lead one step closer to political persecution. Others, including a Democrat, is asserting that it would or has pushed America to the precipice of a banana republic. And that was from the author of The Twitter Files, Michael Schnellenberger, who said that. He wrote that New York's progressive DA promised to not seek sentence for crimes other than for homicide or other major crimes. Whatever you think of Trump, it's hard to see this as one. This is how a great nation becomes a banana republic. So, looking at this, and we'll certainly, as through the course of these shows, because we have so much time, we will plunge into different directions of what does the primary season look like, what are we hearing, what do I know. I already have my contacts and really roaring to go on all of that, and I think that this is absolutely, no question, a big push for Donald Trump. And looking at the pollsters and looking at what we're seeing and measuring that as we get closer to New Hampshire, as we get closer to Iowa, as we get closer to more straw polls and all of that, I think you're going to see that he's going to come out on top, on top, on top, on top. There were some things that happened, like while the fundraising portion soared, the net worth of the former president plunged, but not on this. It plunged because of the Truth Social that flopped, that whole idea of running with that. That plunged $700 million, boom, just dropped like a rock. You know, it's so hard to build any kind of a platform, and I was so surprised when that was announced. So the hype of it just never lived up to what the reality became. There were a lot of investors who promised to inject money into the venture, but a lot of that did not happen. So the former president's stake in this basically just bounced down to losing over $700 million with a piece of social media that just did not take off. As we see, people are so used to certain ways of communicating. That's why it was so huge when Elon Musk bought Twitter and President Trump was allowed back on Twitter, because that's how people communicate. This is when there's shootings, when there's any kind of a lockdown, when something's happening, your governments, local governments, state governments, federal government, they communicate through Twitter. It's like immediate. And to try to compete with that is very, 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 very tough. All right, as I said, coming up, we've got a mailbag. Also, we're going to talk about green cards. And, you know, you've got a line of people that are trying to legally get into the country. So what's happened to them? And what's happened as far as others who are trying to find themselves a green card, which they could normally get, and now it's being priced out of the market. Huge fee increases. So what does that mean as far as immigration into our country? We're talking about it with an immigration lawyer next.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Thank you. USA News update. Several House Republicans are advocating for renaming the largest airport in the Washington, D.C. area in honor of former President Trump. Congressman Guy Reschenthaler from Pennsylvania has put forward a bill proposing the renaming of Washington Dulles International Airport to Donald J. Trump International Airport. In February, the number of job openings saw a slight increase, signaling ongoing strength in the job market. That's according to experts. The Labor Department reported that there were 8.8 million job openings on the final business day of the month. LSU women's basketball is under fire after the team didn't come out for the national anthem before its regional final game against the Iowa Hawkeyes. Iowa players held hands during the Star Spangled Banner. LSU had left the court right before the anthem was played. LSU head coach Kim Mulkey said it wasn't intentional, just their routine. John Schaefer, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Have you ever applied for a green card? I guess the fees are really going up. Application fees for U.S. citizens and permanent residents hoping to sponsor family members for permanent residency, that's the green card deal, would increase by 33% to $710. This is according to American Immigration Lawyers Association. Then you've got a whole plethora of charges that would also rise as well. So what does that mean? Leonardo Freitas, founder of Heyman Woodward Immigration Law Firm, is joining us now to talk about it. Leonardo, thanks for popping on.
Thanks a lot, Kate. Happy to be here.
So tell me about the proposed fee increases, and what does that mean to people who certainly can probably barely afford it as it is, and they're trying to get legal status in the United States? What does all that mean? What will the proposed fees do?
Well, during the pandemic, the previous administration had basically gone into a mode of dismantling a lot of the structure that existed at USCIS, which is the agency that processes the green cards. And what happened is there were a lot of furloughs, layoffs, and whatnot, and the funding basically stopped because of the certain executive orders that were put in place at the time by former President Trump. Basically did not allow for green cards to be issued. during that time. And so with fees not coming in and basically the funding drying out, the agency had to restructure itself. And a lot of these applications went into a backlog because there were no officers to adjudicate those applications. To couple all that, the costs had to be increased because there are a lot of new technology that needs to be implemented in order to basically substitute actual adjudicators with technology to be able to go through the number of thousands and thousands of pages of text that basically had to be read by artificial intelligence tools that would allow for officers to adjudicate cases much faster. So all that is basically they're trying to get more officers hired. They need that fee increase in order to basically have the ability to hire officers or rehire officers that were furloughed before during the pandemic. And that really significantly impacts low-income applicants because it really causes a lot of distress for people to be paying thousands and thousands of dollars of fees and without any certainty that their applications are going to be approved.
Yes, it just means more and more backlog, which who knows? I mean, from what I understand, it's so deep that, I mean, we're talking about you could even surpass calendar years, which is, wow, we haven't seen that in I can't remember how long, right?
Yeah, I mean, look, there's, as an example, the second preference of the employment-based petition, which is the EB-2, which is the basically the green card that everybody can apply for as long as they have an advanced degree or a 5-year post-baccalaureate work experience. Basically, and then they can even request to be self-sponsored without having the need to have an employer as their sponsor. That's called the EB-2 National Interest Waiver. I mean, if you look at that example right now, everything was always open for applications for adjustment of status. That means that somebody that were legally in the United States that wanted to get permanent status and apply for themselves, that has historically been always open. Right now it's not open for adjustment of status, only for consular applications. And the backlog is now reverted to they're just adjudicating cases that were filed back in July of 2022. So the director of USCIS, Isabel, she's having a very hard time restructuring this. And I'd like to see what really this fee increase is going to bring as a benefit to the agency. But remember, people who are low income, they can always benefit from a form called I-912, which is a request for a fee waiver based on financial circumstances, albeit they don't necessarily always adjudicate that in favor of the applicant, but they have they have been known to adjudicate some of these requests for fee waivers, and that really alleviates a lot of applicants for sure.
And I think for some people listening, because, you know, immigration, I don't have to tell you, Leonardo, is a hot button issue, obviously, in this country. But in focusing on, for example, and your specialty is this international trade, business development, emerging markets, all of that, people that add to what we're doing in the United States. So what happens with these fee increases? Do you lose some really talented people who will just say, well, I can't get in, what I'm going to do? I'm going to take what I have and I'm going to have to go to another country, and then we lose the benefit of, I'll call it, the big brains.
Absolutely. Take this as an example. Today I'm in the UAE, I'm in Dubai, and I'm seeing here a real increase on the ease of immigration to make the UAE a competitive market for, especially in the technology industry. You have all these massive tech layouts in the tech industry in Silicon Valley right now. And what's happening is, you know, the UAE and Saudi Arabia and Singapore and even China are saying, hey, you know, you don't have to work in the United States. We can pay you top dollar to do that. That has happened in the aviation industry with creating a shortage of pilots for the United States. It has created it's going to become a brain drain for the United States of making a lot of talented people going elsewhere. And quite frankly, this is detrimental to the competitive edge of the United States, in my personal opinion.
Yeah. And do you see that there's more people, when we talk about backlog, that, and because this is what you do for a living, you specialize in immigration, if you were pulling this apart, what would you do?
I think that there could be a combination of fee increase as well as the increase of use of technology to be able to adjudicate. As an example, it's completely preposterous that in this day and age, you still have to submit paper applications for a lot of these applications right now. You can just simply do electronic filing like many countries around the world, again, as using the UAE as an example, where one could immigrate to the UAE very fast. Within a matter of 30 days, you have your residency permit approved and basically live on open bank accounts and basically have everything that you need to do. But in the same token, and in the United States, you know, if you are an employer, for an example, you want to sponsor somebody or a family member trying to sponsor somebody, you have to file a paper application, which to me is completely counterproductive, especially for a country as modern as the United States. So for me, there's no particular reason why not use technology to basically ease the cost to the general public and basically allow for a much faster adjudication, clearing these backlogs, and also making it a little bit more easy for them to apply for these benefits. Remember, these benefits are available for many people, but not many people do qualify for them.
Right, and so that's the other part of it, absolutely. Leonardo, thank you so much for hanging with us on the show, and we'll see where all this ends up, but these are proposed huge fees. Thank you.
My pleasure.
So again, application fees for citizens, permanent residents, hoping to sponsor family for permanent residency, that's the whole green card thing, would increase by 33% up to $710, I think I said. There were about, when the whole thing with the fees was coming up, the U.S. visa fees, there were a lot of people, you know, expressing their opposition and concerns for this, right? So, because they have a public comment period. And the deadline for the public comments initially was set for March 6th, but it had to be extended because there was a technical issue. So they got even more comments because of that. And especially for the sponsoring family members for permanent residency, that whole thing, I think, falls into the purvey of a lot of people's laps. So, you know, it's about hiring more staff, as he said. It's about speeding up the application reviews, is about reducing the backlog of pending cases when you think of already what's on the plate of federal immigration officials. What does that create, right? And, of course, COVID-19 led to all the dramatic reduction in new applications. So there was a big, big drop in revenue because that's the other side of it. So why do they have to raise the fees? Part of it is because they weren't getting any money, right? And 96% of USCIS funding comes from the filing fees rather from any kind of congressional funds to administer our legal immigration system. So there you go. All right, coming up, we're going to go in a different direction as we head for the exit. It's hard to believe, boy, this hour flew. Hang with us.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney. I am truly amazed by this audience. Many of you have been reaching out to me to ask more on what I call the No Drone Zone. How do you find out about the show or listen to podcasts or guests or even my books? So here we go. Go to katedelaneyradio.com for more on what's shaking in my orbit. To reach me, simply hit the contact tab and send an email. Behind the scenes photos, great video, travels, the dog. Yeah, that's Guinness. He is the mascot. Go to Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook, Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook, or hit me up on Twitter at Kate S. Delaney, at Kate S. Delaney. For any of my books, including Deal Your Own Destiny, Amazon simply is the easiest. Thanks for listening as we talk about what's happening in my backyard and yours and how it affects us. We throw in laughs, cheap movie reviews, the man cave, and authors with some interesting stories to tell. If you've already forgotten everything I've just said, just go to katedelaneyradio.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Up, of course, is Easter, and you know that I'm crazy about eggs. I talk about eating eggs all the time. I really do on this show, from boiled to scrambled to all the different ways that I make eggs. And as a kid, I can remember decorating eggs with my mom. It was such a big deal. And you think about the holiday coming up and the celebrations and the importance of eggs. So Emily Metz joins us. She's the president and CEO of the American Egg Board. Emily, how are you?
I am delightful. How could you not be? We've got Easter coming up. We've got Passover coming up. It is egg season.
It is egg season. So what are some of the ways to celebrate with eggs this Easter and Passover?
There are a million ways to celebrate with eggs. We've got amazing new decorating ideas for your Easter eggs. This year's color of the year, Pantone color of the year, is Viva Magenta. So you can do pretty in pink eggs. We've got flour pressed eggs. We've got marbled eggs that you can do with some shaving cream and some food coloring to create that marble effect. Really, really fun stuff. And then we've got a bunch of new recipes, from deviled eggs to new brunch casseroles, egg custard tarts, egg salad lobster rolls, which I have to say sound absolutely incredible. All of that's on our website, incredibleegg.org, and on our Instagram at incredibleegg. Lots of fun tips and tricks to celebrate this season.
Yeah, another question that I'm wondering is, you look at America's egg farmers, and there's so much conversation about eggs, and what are the farmers doing to make sure that we can have the eggs that we all desire? You heard what I said in the beginning of this.
Yeah. our farmers really take their purpose to feed people very seriously. And kind of year in, year out, month in, month out, they donate eggs to their local food banks and local food pantries, really making sure that no one goes without. This season, they really wanted to double down on their commitment. And so they, in the 2 weeks leading up to Easter, will donate 5.5 million eggs to food banks across the country, which is really special. And just to share kind of that commitment even further, already this year, they've donated more than 15 million eggs coast to coast. And so an additional 5.5 million just these 2 weeks leading up to Easter, an incredible commitment that they have to making sure no one goes without and everyone can celebrate this season with eggs.
Yeah, and one of the things that's, I think, really cool is this 46th annual First Ladies commemorative egg. Tell us about that tradition and the tradition behind it.
Well, as you said, it's 40 years going strong. This is a tradition. America's egg farmers really wanted to give tribute to the First Lady. You know, I don't think the First Ladies get enough love. They do so much for our country. We wanted to present them with an egg that really pays tribute to their individual projects and passions and causes. So this year, the egg pays tribute, of course, to Dr. Jill Biden, her passion for education, for lifelong learning. Painted on the outside of the egg are scenes of children reading books and learning. You've got a young lady climbing a ladder of books to the stars, reaching for those stars, symbolizing, of course, the limitless possibilities that come with education and learning. And then this egg is very special because it actually hinges open, and on the inside is another real egg. These are both real eggs. But on the inside is a tinier egg that is actually called a pullet egg. And that is an egg that's been laid by an adolescent hen and is also hand-painted with an Easter scene. So you have an egg in an egg this year, which is really, really special. And
that is very, very cool. So where can people go that are listening to this for more information? You mentioned it once before, but tell us again.
Sure. IncredibleEgg.org, or you can check us out on Instagram at IncredibleEgg.
Nice. Emily Metz, have a good one, and thank you so much.
Thanks so much.
All right, so, yeah, at least we forget that at the tail end of the week, it's a very big day, obviously. When we talk about Easter and families getting together and church services and finding Easter eggs and doing all the things that you just talked about with eggs. So I didn't want to leave that out of the conversation. But certainly most of the conversation, and we talked about this at the top, is what happened in New York today. Was there a circus-like fanfare? Were there protests? There were a little bit of that. There was a little bit of that, but it wasn't out of control. I mean, there was still steel barriers that separated the crowds of protesters. Roads were closed. Traffic had to be diverted across a part of Manhattan for the former president to arrive at the Manhattan courthouse for his arraignment. He did wave to the crowd and he pumped his fist as he left Trump Tower. And then, of course, was placed under arrest when he got to the courthouse. He was wearing a traditional dark suit, red tie, again waved to the crowd with the helicopters flying above before he stepped inside the courthouse. He pleaded not guilty to all 34 counts of falsifying New York business records to conceal damaging information and unlawful activity during the campaign before the 2016 presidential election, because that was what it all centers on. We've talked about that ad nauseum. And he's the first president to face criminal charges of this sort. And during a prolonged arraignment, the judge warned him against using rhetoric that could inflame or cause any kind of civil unrest. He left the courthouse not addressing the reporters. His lawyers did instead, kind of an impromptu sort of thing. They've been preparing for the arraignment for weeks in New York, the police commissioner and the New York mayor, and they warned protesters that violence wouldn't be tolerated in the city. So none of that happened. There just simply were people that were peacefully protesting and were separated with the barriers. TV cameras weren't allowed in the courtroom, so there were artists' renditions of the president and his legal team and the court proceedings. And then, of course, the video of him coming in and out of the courthouse. And there was more reporters and press than you can imagine on site. I mean, that happened starting on Monday, but it just obviously spilled into Tuesday and into the arraignment. So it's pretty interesting. There were also people crowded around to hear Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene speak briefly in a park outside the criminal court building, and she got some cheers and she did get some boos. She got some whistles, and you know, she gave a little bit of a speech. There were protesters, there were supporters, and they were all kind of maneuvering for a spot to hear what she had to say. And this is just the beginning of this. I mean, you know, now it's about what happens moving forward, and that really won't unfold until, I'll say it again, because this is the big piece of it, 2024. Because the wheels of justice turn slowly if you pay attention, and you do. And certainly on this show we've had plenty of lawyers, plenty of cases that we've talked about, and you see whether it's criminal or civil or whatever it is, it's not McDonald's drive-thru. So it takes a while, and this is going to be right in the heart of primary season. I mean, right in the heart of it. All right, meanwhile, I do want to mention this. We've talked about the horrible tragedy in Nashville. And now what I thought was interesting is the cops handled it brilliantly. They responded as fast as they could. There were three officers immediately in there with their guns, boom, just going right toward the shots, just right towards the shots, took out the shooter as quickly as they could. They had to sadly step over a body as they were moving through the school, and they did that. And all three talked about what it was like and what, you know, their role, because they're being hailed as heroes, what their role was in doing what they said they would do, how they were going to respond, and they saved lives. I think there's no doubt that it could have been much worse, certainly after they found a suicide note and know more about this 28-year-old and what the intention there was and how much ammunition that, you know, she had, and how much more of a disaster, which is so hard to say when you think of the tragedy, but how much more of a disaster even that could have been. So bravo to them for doing what they're paid to do, knowing how to do it, and feeling like they were going to immediately respond to the best of their ability, and they did exactly that, not thinking about, is something going to happen to me, or whatever. No, this is what we do, and this is how we do it. So all of them had to step over a victim with heavy, heavy hearts about doing that, and they described what it was like in that school shooting response. All right, on that note, the music means we got to step on out of here. Be safe, be sane, America.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney. I am truly amazed by this audience. Many of you have been reaching out to me to ask more on what I call the No Drone Zone. How do you find out about the show or listen to podcasts or guests or even my books? So here we go. Go to katedelaneyradio.com for more on what's shaking in my orbit. To reach me, simply hit the contact tab and send an email. Behind the scenes photos, great video, travels, the dog, yeah, that's Dennis. He is the mascot. Go to Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Or hit me up on Twitter at Kate S. Delaney. At Kate S. Delaney. For any of my books, including Deal Your Own Destiny, Amazon simply is the easiest. Thanks for listening as we talk about what's happening in my backyard and yours and how it affects us. We throw in laughs, cheap movie reviews, the man cave, and authors with some interesting stories to tell. If you've already forgotten everything I've just said, just go to katedelaneyradio.com.